Chapter 8, The Gathering. I made a wobbly landing at the Woodlands Library. Dobro was pacing back and forth through swirls of leaves caught in the wind. The ends of his red scarf were twirling above his blue hair.
Blazes, Turb! Where you been? I've been waiting. Can't go in there by myself. Doc doesn't like me. And the old books smell like skunk cabbage.
He pinched his nose and whistled at the same time. You sleep off Dreamflyer's sleeping berries, okay? I started laughing. You gave us quite a snore. Let's go in, Dobro.
Very funny, he said. I thought I was eating a perfect memory berry or two. Good dreams, though. Blazing good dreams. I dreamed I had this superpower and...
Tell me later, I said, pushing him through the door.
Well, you decided to come in, Dobro?
Ocarina asked. Her pink face turned red. She looked up at him, poking him in the chest with her finger.
You scared of books?
Oh, hello, Ocarina, Dobro said with his usual frown. You just escape out of an old book? You smell like skunk cabbage.
His finger flicked her finger off his chest. Carr interrupted.
Thanks for coming, Bongo, and Dobro. Here, have a seat at the study table.
The library actually did smell like skunk cabbage. Old books on shelves covered the walls. The long wooden study table and chairs were near the front window. Doc's messy desk sat behind the table, guarding the back room. It had a sign hanging over the doorway that said, "No entrance." Old Doc was looking over a large map at one corner of the study table. His green jacket with long fringe covered most of his magenta skin. His thick wire glasses had slipped low on his large nose that made up most of his grumpy face. Doc was clearly in charge of the library. He wore white gloves when handling any of the old teachings. Doc protected these old books. They stayed put on tall shelves in that back room. The narrow aisles back there turned into dead ends like a maze. In a sudden booming crash, the library door flung wide open. Wind-blown Dreamflyer stood in the doorway, surrounded by an eerie glow. He shook out his long wings and gave a thumbs up. The door slammed behind him. His creaky footsteps left puddles on the wood floor all the way to the study table. Dobro snickered until he punched his shoulder. Ocarina got back to stacking her books on the table. She pulled out a chair next to Doc.
Doc, what map are you looking at?
She asked him, not waiting for an answer.
I finished reading Flying Tips to Live By. Again, cover to cover.
That Ocarina, such a know-it-all,
Dobro whispered to me.
Yeah, but she knows a lot about flying, I whispered back. She reads about it.
Dobro pointed to one of Ocarina's books.
How about that one? Wings at First Flight. What's that about?
He laughed. We sat down at the other end of the table near Carr. Dreamflyer stood next to her, still unloading his bottomless pack, which took forever. Notebook after notebook landed in a thud, shaking the table. When he finished, there were three very tall, wobbly stacks, way bigger than his pack. Way bigger! How was that even possible? When we were all settled at the table, Doc cleaned his glasses with his white handkerchief. He opened a book with great care.
Good morning. I've been researching dragonfly kin history. I found the diaries of Amber Doolittle,
he said, making a deep frown at each of us over his wire glasses, one glare at a time. Right away, Ocarina saw the symbol on the cover of the diary. Her finger drew the symbol in the air, as if she already knew it. A pair of wings inside a circle.
You know,
Doc went on,
Amber was a member of the Academy of Soaring. Don't hear about that anymore. Shouldn't be a secret any longer. It was so long ago. Such a tragedy about Amber. Disappearing and all. She...
My Amber?
I said out loud without thinking.
Excuse me, Bongo. You're Amber?
Ocarina frowned.
Amber Doolittle lived a long time ago. How would you know about her?
How would she know about Amber? Dobro whispered to me. I told you she's a know-it-all.
Carr interrupted.
Let's focus on why we are gathered here today.
She stood at the end of the table.
Doc and I believe our forest is in great danger. The storms keep coming and getting stronger. And now it appears that Bongo's dreams have something to tell us. So, let's start with you, Bongo. Please tell us about your dreams. Or, should I say, nightmares.
Doc lifted his head and squinted his eyes at me. Dreamfire nodded and gave me a wink. Ocarina's eyes kept staring at Amber's diary in front of her. Dobro's eyes looked sleepy and half closed.
I've had enough. I gotta beat out of here. Head for the clouds, I thought in a panic. I wasn't sure I wanted to talk about my nightmares with this group.
Dobro kicked me under the table, his nod to start talking. I reached for my yellow crystal under my scarf. With my fist around it, I took a deep breath and began at the beginning.
Dear Diary, today is the first day at the Academy of Soaring. I am so excited. There are only 6 of us and our teacher. She has bright red puffy hair and blue skin with green spots. She said she came from another great forest where the kin there learned to soar at a young age. She said it was time for us to learn. Notes from the first class. The dynamics of flying and soaring. 1. Know what your wings can do. 2. Know the wind like a best friend who has good habits and bad habits. 3. Know when to take risks. 4. Know how to recover from the unexpected. 5. Know you are connected to everything and everyone around you. Amber.